This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. North Korea fired a suspected intercontinental ballistic missile Friday, Seoul's military said. Its second launch in 2 days, which Japan said had splashed down in its exclusive economic zone. Seoul's Joint Chief of Staff said it had detected a presumed long-range ballistic missile fired from Pyongyang towards the East Sea, referring to the body of water also known as the Sea of Japan. South Korea's National Security Council met Friday to discuss the presumed missile launch, according to the presidential office. Tokyo also confirmed the launch with the Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida, saying on the sidelines of the Bangkok summit, the launch was, in his words, absolutely unacceptable. He added there were no initial reports of damage to ships or aircraft. The launch comes a day after North Korea fired a short-range ballistic missile, as its Minister of Foreign Affairs warned Pyongyang would take fiercer military action if the United States strengthened its extended deterrence commitment to regional allies. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris joined leaders from Canada, Japan, South Korea, Australia, and New Zealand in condemning North Korea, which test launched its latest missile on Friday. Harris' reaction came as she spoke Friday at the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Forum in Bangkok.
We will continue to uphold and to strengthen international economic rules and norms that protect a free market and create predictability and stability.
Harris added that companies and economies in the region will find a United States that grows immense opportunities for growth. For more news, join us at voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Thursday evening in his evening address via video that about 10 million people were without power. His comments came after Ukrainian officials reported new missile strikes on Thursday in multiple parts of the country targeting energy infrastructure, including gas facilities. The focus of the strikes by drones as well as missiles, the Ukrainian military said in a statement, stretched from Kyiv to Odessa in the south. As the first snow fell in Kyiv, officials said utility workers were trying to restore power nationwide after a barrage of Russian airstrikes earlier in the week. The disgraced CEO of Theranos, Elizabeth Holmes, is scheduled to be sentenced today for peddling a bogus blood testing technology. AP correspondent Donna Water has the story.
Holmes was convicted in federal court in January of 4 counts of investor fraud and conspiracy. Her sentencing today will be in the same courtroom in San Jose, California. Prosecutors say the 38-year-old should serve 15 years in federal prison and pay $804 million in restitution for duping investors and endangering patients. Holmes's technology was supposed to be able to scan for hundreds of diseases and other ailments with just a few drops of blood, but the test produced wildly unreliable results. Theranos collapsed in 2018. Her lawyer is expected to ask for a sentence of no more than 18 months, preferably served in home confinement. Holmes now has a one-year-old child and is pregnant with her second. I'm Donna Water.
Canadian federal police said Thursday they have charged a man in Quebec province for allegedly plotting to sow violence in Haiti and overthrow its government. VOA's Marissa Melton explains.
The Royal Canadian Mounted Police, or RCMP, said in a statement that Gerald Nicholas, a 51-year-old resident of Levis, Quebec, is alleged to have planned a terrorist act to overthrow the Haitian government of Jovenel Moïse. The RCMP said an investigation started in July of 2021 and revealed that Nicholas actively planned to stage an armed revolution in Haiti and ultimately seize power. It said the suspect's actions included traveling to Haiti to coordinate a group that was to take part in the coup. The RCMP noted, however, that the plot was unrelated to the assassination of Moïse in July 2021. He was shot dead in his bedroom by a commando group at his house in Port-au-Prince. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
And I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote. For additional news, join us at voanews.com. By remote, this is VOA News.